Bishop Kammerer, what do you hope is learned at the 4-day conference?
Since this conference is interfaith, which primarily includes the Abrahamic traditions, those of us who believe in one God, and that includes Christian, Muslim, and Jewish traditions, we hope that by the end of our conference that those who are participating will have a better sense of what grounds spiritually those who do the work of peacemaking. And we hope to provide tools and information, encouragement, and information to all those who attend. We will have Christian, Jewish, and Muslim plenary speakers who have been coordinating their presentations. And all of them will be having a main lecture that will share out of his or her tradition the spiritual formation it takes for people to become peacemakers.
There have been periods when Muslims, Jews, and Christians have lived in peace, but based on your knowledge of history, have the differences, the distrust, the fear reached an unprecedented level?
Well, of course, I'm aware that for thousands of years, Muslims, Jews, and Christians live side by side in what we call the Holy Land today, and somehow our ancestors navigated those differences of religious practice and belief and still respected what it meant to be neighbors of one another, and I think to, as they could, work for the common good. What is very disturbing now is the landscape where whatever religion it is, Christian, Muslim, or Jewish, where we have people who sincerely believe and act out of convictions that the other, whoever other is, must be annihilated, kept quiet, kept invisible, kept restrained, kept from using a voice. And I think that's happening worldwide in each of our main religions, including Christian. And the people I'm working with on this conference, all of us are very clear we believe this breaks the heart of God to know this is happening among all those whom He created.
As a person of faith, how difficult is it for you to be optimistic about the future and the future of the relationships between the three faiths?
Well, I do remain optimistic. And I say that in terms of the long haul, the long arc of history. And I do so because of my own faith tradition and my belief that God will make all things right and reconcile the world and all of us who live in it one to the other. So I do still believe in that. It is hard to see incrementally how we get there when walls are still being built and bigger and better nuclear and other weaponry is being created, and nations, including ours, are more heavily armed than in any period of history. But the work of dialogue, the work of real people who risk having relationships with one another, regardless of religious difference, and that is still happening in many places in the world. I think any efforts at maintaining peace and stability for communities and countries, every time we see those signs happening, it does give us hope for the long arc of history.
How much of what divides Christians, Jews, and Muslims can be attributed to a basic lack of knowledge on the part of each religious faith about the other, and for that matter, their own interpretation of their own religion?
Well, I think your question addresses two major concerns, and one is that over time, each of us is tempted, I think, to assume that we and our tradition is right, and that we have the right answers, and we know what truth with a capital T is. And so, with this kind of attitude, which can happen to people over time, or can be cultivated in them by their village leadership, their national leadership, their religious leadership, then I think anything that can help break down those walls of suspicion and mistrust, including an openness in me and my inherited faith to someone else who understands the sacred text differently, who might have a different interpretation of God and the role of Jesus in God's history. It takes risk and courage to be open to learning and listening to someone else who has a different understanding of their God and their purpose, perhaps, and their ultimate contribution to history and to humankind. So yes, I think we all have a lot of work to do always to choose to relate to someone who is different, to engage in conversations that move from a surface level to a relational level. And I think the hope is a transformational level at some point over time and years of trust and working together and thinking together, even praying together in our own ways that we do that. And yes, I think it's a worthy effort to learn what we can about each other's sacred text and the scriptures, and to understand that over time that those scriptures can be interpreted differently by religious leaders, by lay people, by, in my tradition, I would say, even by the work and revelation of the Holy Spirit, that the meaning of scripture, so that God's people can understand it, is revealed in sometimes different ways over different periods of time.
Who attends the Peace Conference?
We have a variety of people, most of whom come from North Carolina, all ages. This year we have more than 20 college students attending, and we're very excited about that. We provide partial scholarships for them to encourage them to come, and I see a rising interest in that generation and in regard to peace studies, so this is encouraging. We have men and women. We have clergy of the different faiths. We have a lot of lay people who are very interested and engaged at the local level. We've got a woman who is a global peace professor coming from Zimbabwe, Africa, this year. She will give a talk over lunch one day. And we have people who've been mentors and leaders in schools of theology and rabbis and congregations from different parts of the U.S., Christian clergy, and we have Islamic scholars. We do not have an imam coming this year. We have in the past, but we have different persons from Asheville and the Hendersonville area who support this work. And our design team is inclusive so that we have Jewish, Muslim, and Christian presence at the table as we're designing the conference, the plenaries, the workshop.
Bishop Charlene Kammerer is co-chair of the design team for the Lake Junaluska Peace Conference. 4-day conference begins Thursday evening and runs through Sunday. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.